It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 933.
And we're back in the studio for one day only before we head back out. But no, we are.
We might do it. I think it would be nice to do it every single. Isn't this very strange?
It's so strange. So we're in person for the first time in many, many months doing the show. Oh, no, it would be 6 months. Sevs? How long do you reckon?
He doesn't have a mic.
No, it's fine, but okay. he can hold his hands up. How many months do you reckon? 7 months? Yeah. 8 months of not doing the show. I mean, I had a moment in the lift with a man.
What lift?
I mean, I've had moments in lifts with women, mm-hmm. with men. Mm-hmm. But this one was
the famous Dancing with the Stars.
Shut up. At least Amy knows about that one. Does she? Anyway, I made out.
That was when you were young.
Oh, I was 19, 20. Mm-hmm. Made out with one of the dancers from Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure you've even mentioned it on the show.
She wasn't a celebrity. Mm-hmm. She was just the professional dancer, mm-hmm. Which kind of has more talent than most of the celebrities on that show.
That's very true.
Anyway, it's Fat Fridays. We didn't mm-hmm. mention that.
So the reason why we're doing this is we've got a client job next week where we're doing multi-camera switching and stuff. Yeah. And so we're testing out a different solution, which this could, I think that we will end up doing a bunch of episodes this year from this setup. Thank you. So Pepsi
today,
Max.
Today we've got Bell's hot chicken. Just keeping it. I mean, it's the closest thing to being lean without it being lean. You know what I mean? Like it's sliding in on my diet.
Yeah.
So I've got some chicken nuggets, mm-hmm. which I brought as much as I did use my hands. Okay, I did bring a fork for us to use, but mm-hmm. there is something. I mean, Jess is in the office today too, and I'm mid conversation with her, and she just smiles and says, "It's something different. It's a bit weird, isn't it? Being back in front, you know, in front of someone." Mm-hmm. And I just said, "Yeah, I can smell you." Not in a bad way, but just the difference in, like, you're getting stimulus from, like, energy. You're getting different energy from
her. Did you finish the lift story?
Oh, no, I didn't. So I was in the lift going to you. Yeah, I had a moment with a man. That's all I wanted to say. No, so I was in the lift and this man got in. But I pressed the buzzer to come up to your place. Mm-hmm. And you answered like you didn't know who it was. So first of all, this guy who rocked up as you spoke and then got himself in. So he lives in your building.
Sure.
And so then I got, he said, come up. And then I got in the lift and I'd kind of forgotten that I needed to do a step after that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you live in a place where
you got to press the number.
You got to press the number. It would be great if mm-hmm. you were in a higher, you know, tier department. Yeah. It's a bit embarrassing, to be honest.
You want a doorman or whatever.
You thought I never wanted a fat business partner. I don't want a business partner that lives in one that doesn't. I don't want a bob one.
I get it.
No, but I got in and he said to me, oh, you're coming to 7, are you? And that was his way of saying, you haven't pressed the button. You have it, like,
oh, that's good.
He's thinking, I'm coming to his level. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, no. I'm not coming to 7. I was like, oh.
How far in were you before you realized?
The doors were closing.
At 6. Okay.
The doors were closing. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, anyway, it kind of didn't get us off to the right. My point being is it's the first time I've been in a lift with somebody since, you know, we've all been recluse and
did he have a mask on?
No, but he had an epic moustache and he was a little character. No.
it's like a mouth filter. It's just the moustache.
And
a blue cheese dip on this. This is going to be real good.
But I even felt in that moment, that was before I had the Jess and you, I can smell you moment.
I'm going to get this. Fuck. I'm going to get this on my shorts and it's going to look like cum. That's a real problem.
But there is something about being around people again. And, mate, I'm looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm vibing.
Yeah, you're doing it.
Even you were in good spirits mm-hmm. today. Like, wow, this is the first time we've done it.
Even you. Everyone. No, I agree. I'm surprised.
Don't you reckon, guys? Can we get some nods? He's in good spirits.
Yeah, GB's for being around down.
Multiple. But it's been a while.
Yeah.
There's a transition period for a person like me mm-hmm. who likes to get in people's faces and kiss people mm-hmm. in lifts.
Yeah. No, it is nice. It's good to be back. There's the air con's going.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable with this, the setup that we've sort of worked out.
Yeah.
I think it looks quite good. Maybe go to YouTube and check it out.
Oh, yeah, check it out. We've got different camera angles. Mm-hmm. Hayden Dibb, what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you take
Hayden Dibb famously walked into our studio sort of mid-pandemic just to give us some feedback that he didn't like our shots, which
And no one knows a bad shot. No one knows recognizes a bad shot, like a bad shot more,
yeah.
More than Josh.
Yeah, I knew that there were some issues with it. But, so what else have we got?
Oh, just more hot chicken.
Okay, great.
It's a hot chicken kind of day. Oh, and I got some...
Can I have the pickles?
Well, yeah, and I got pickled vegetables, mm-hmm. which I thought would be a nice addition. Uh-huh. But, you know, GB's hanging around. He's hungry.
Look at GB, come, do you want some nugs?
George, come
yeah,
get
yeah,
this.
GB can have
can
some
Can you cut
nugs?
To the wide,
he's,
mate?
He's literally... what's the guy from Good Morning Australia? Why is it on bread? It's always on. It's always
comes
on bread.
Over.
Get, oh my mate, god! You're in the he's literally covered the entire shot. You would be completely kicked out of a studio if you ever do that. Yeah, just sit there for us.
Sit down. Everyone's panicked. No one knows what we're doing. There is a vibe, isn't it? It's amazing how you chewing chew. I mean, we talked about this last time coming back into the office. We literally were not. We were picking up on all the things that. Mm-hmm. The nuances of our personalities, but just you chewing chewing gum before was getting me going.
In a good way.
Well, no, you were chewing getting with your mouth going. Open.
Oh, really?
And you were focused on doing tech tasks, so you never throw shade to someone definitely. Working.
I think there's something too about, yeah, so what's the observations? What am I thinking? How my phone, I've been losing my phone. Don't know where that is. That's been annoying me.
I heard something going beep, 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 beep.
Yeah. It's my so with my Apple Watch, I can actually select, like try and find my phone, which was lucky. But I think the, I'm enjoying it now. But I'm pessimistic of the future.
Well, you can eat leaner at home. You can. I feel like the tight your energy levels are different when you can when you're at home. Just even just the thought of being, you know, when you're at your workplace and you're tired, it's mm-hmm. a different vibe than being at home.
I feel out of control. That's the feeling. It's like because normally I've like got the camera, like I've got everything. I see everything that's going on. I'm behind the desk. I've let Mason in charge of that. And there's a part of me which feels like he's completely fucked it and we won't know until the end.
I mean, he's done that before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's very true.
When focus, he had out of focus the whole time.
But we've even got like to bring you in on the tech side, we're using a product called Bird Dog, which does all this like turns video signals into the network. It's very cool. But they've got tele lights and so – I can see when Sevs is changing to the wide and every time he does it, it feels like this weird flex that he's doing. Like, we get it, mate. You know how to switch. He's actually, I wasn't expecting him to use the wide as much as he's using it. Can I get a shot of the wide shot, please? Mason, why is it taking you so-
That should be the first thing to do. When
I talk about the wide, I would probably cut to the wide.
Cut to wide.
Yeah. It's great. He's really taken on the sort of the television director role beautifully.
One thing, my mum dated a floor manager once for a TV show.
What show?
Pluck a Duck. No, what was it? Countdown, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it was Countdown.
I think my teacher, Suzanne Dowling, no, Rock Arena, she was the, my English teacher, was... The presenter of
didn't
Rock
know,
Arena.
Didn't know I was one for one. My mate was the EP of Dancing with the Stars. That's how I hooked up with that girl. No joke, it was. He took me to the after party. I absolutely disgraced his name. No, I didn't.
And ruined the lift.
No, what I was saying, I don't know what I was saying. There's something about being in person that has a more – performance level. Oh, no, that's what I was getting at. I was padding there. That's what they do in TV, Mace. They pad. This is the first time that we've been
around. Stop being silly. Do you think we're almost acting like we're drunk?
We're a bit silly. I'm looking forward to getting stuck in some drinks for our Christmas party today. Hey, but first time that we've all been together as the unified business.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of us now together in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
because we've grown our business over the lockdown period. How? I don't know, because we haven't left home. But it's nice to now. I mean, when we first came in this office, it was you, Mason, and I, and then 3D Deal. He came and lived here. Mm. But then it still felt pretty bare, like there was no one – like it was a bit sad for, you know, two, three level – I call it three level. A three garage. Level – yeah, well, it's a garage, but the different floors.
What are you excited about for 2021 when it comes to the office? And sorry, I've got a lot of chicken in my mouth.
Well, our lease runs out, and that's almost 2 years. So it's been nice to be able to survive 2 years of having a big boy lease. So
what do you count as a big boy lease? Not anything, subleasing from you, mate.
Anything more than what you pay to live. Like our house rent is less than this. So if you're paying more for an office space that's more than your own lease.
You're a big boy or big girl. Yeah.
Big boy, big girl.
Can I have one more piece of chicken? Or is,
Yeah, great.
Okay.
Different. So 2021 for the office. I don't know. It's a, you know what? I would rearrange my room every 3-4 months when I lived at home when I was younger.
Yes.
And I felt like I was in a new apartment. I mean, new house.
Yeah.
New house.
New hotel. Well, you did have a mini bar.
Yeah. I've had it all. I had a safe. Anyway, had it all. I had a Bible in my thing. No, I lived in a hotel. Come to think of it. No, but it made it feel different, re-energized it. So even this setup has felt like it's re-energized something.
Is it true that your mum put little chocolates on you?
And mum would make my towels into swans.
It's just like Barley.
That is amazing though. If you can do that, fucking, that's a catch.
Yeah. Well, like you're saying that's a catch as in
like if your you partner,
would date some, yeah.
If he can do swans out of towels, keep that guy.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, the whole towel on beds outside of hotels, it doesn't really work very well.
Well, it'd be nice to come home and have a towel on my bed every day, but then I would want it to also coincide with my room's clean.
Do you ever actually have a towel that you put in the bathroom before you need it? For instance, I feel like the only time I'm getting a new towel is when I feel like I need a new towel. I never feel like I'm preemptively putting a new towel out waiting for the shower later in the day. Do you know what I mean?
No, I know. That should be the vibe that here's something
like calendarizing.
So right now we're living in a three-bedroom. So there's our room, Bodhi's room, and Amy's sister lives with us. She's moving out next week. And so we then have an extra – so we'll move into the ensuite bedroom. And so then we're going to have – like I basically what I want to do is I want to separate from Amy. Just our bathrooms.
Yeah.
Like I want to just be using – this, you know, one of them, I haven't, she gets to decide, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll go the other one. She can wee in my ensuite, but can't shower there, you know? And then there's, it's really like, I can live in filth if I want. Like it can.
It can get bad.
And so, but what I would like is having multiple towels there. Because I'm the guy that we use a towel there and then put it there and then use that one over there.
Oh, yeah, no.
And so sometimes I've had two towels going. I've got no problem with two towels.
Do you have set colours?
Yeah, she's got green ones and then I've got yellow ones. Yeah.
And so when you say that you could use multiple yellow?
Well, Amy gets angry if I use hers. So I use Bodhi's.
Oh, that's sad.
No, but he's clean. If anything, he's cleaner than Amy and I because I scrub his asshole.
Before your towel.
Well, I have to – like I – he's little and so by the time I've got the soap, rubbed it, washed his bum, washed his arms, underarms, he's more thoroughly clean than I am. And so he's using it at a clean towel level and then I'm just using his towel. So if anything, it's dirty when once I've used it.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have a loof? It's called a loof.
A foot
loofah? What's the circular thing?
Loafer? Loof?
The thing that you put thing? Soap in and then you like do that, like it's
It looks like a ball, like a fabric layered. Yeah, yeah. Amy has one, but God, nah.
I'm going to lock in loofah.
97. Oh, you can't. He can't. Have, he can't do too his... many things at once. Loofah. Can we get? Can we get Jess Lucas upstairs to yell out? I feel like she would know.
She's on a 30-second delay. So it's going to be really annoying. Jess, do not respond.
Yeah.
Do not respond. GB, did you find out what a loofah is?
Sorry.
A soap and a lily could be a lily. No, looks like a lily.
Bath lily, loofah. Anyway, it's nice to be back in. I like to see that, you know, businesses are coming back, hopefully.
So. What have you know? What's the loofah, thank loofah. You.
L-O-O-F-A-H-S, loofah.
And it would take lily, yeah. Don't know if you spelt that right in the end, but that's okay. Yeah, good one. No, I mean, I'm excited. I think that the there is a different energy at the moment, which is all positive. We can see the finish line. We know that it's like, it's probably like a, I don't know, from a listener perspective, whether they're gaining seeing the energy or feeling the energy, but it's definitely, I actually feel, to be honest, like this is a bit of it feels like a remote show. Like, don't you feel right now like this is how we felt in Los Angeles?
Oh yeah, yeah. Cause you're out of
your comfort. A bit closer. Talking.
I mean,
because we've changed this up a little bit, I'm not wearing headphones at the moment.
Yeah.
And so I've just got to hope that you can hear us based on Mason, which I believe he can do it.
Yeah. Yeah. We all believe in him.
Yeah. We all do.
It's good.
So, anything else? What else have you got?
Remember that first, we did our first episode. That first episode that we did with multiple cameras.
Yeah.
It feels like that again. Yeah. If you are on our YouTube channel, /The Daily Talk Show, what was it, 300 and something or 280 when we started?
Yeah.
Mason, when did your life change?
237.
That's when Mason's life went, turned upside down.
Yeah.
It became a real lifestyle for him, filming every day.
Yeah. I mean.
But it feels like that.
Highlight of 2020. Is it too early?
Surviving. I think that's most people. I mean.
Not if you.
Didn't survive. Well, you don't know that unless it's better on the other side than here. That's what I always think about. Like everyone's up there just thinking, you guys are fucking stressed about nothing. This is sick.
Yeah. It's a good point.
Could be.
And so highlight surviving. Maybe anything else more specific?
Oh, I mean, there's lots of things. The business, but this isn't the last show of the year and that's where I'm saving it.
Yeah, yeah, sure. You want to save something.
I'm saving. We're going to do something on that show.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what am I? I'll ask that question.
But I mean, like milestones for you getting that Nordic bike.
I wasn't going to bring up the bike, yeah. But you had a go at the bike.
Yeah, it's a bike.
What do you think? Come on, be honest. You can be nice about it.
So I've used shitloads of bikes in my time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the screen is the thing. It's the immersion into the world. Like it does – You see how – so here's the thing. I'm just trying to work this out. When you start exercising, 20 minutes feels like a long time.
Yeah.
Distraction, which is the screen on the Nordic, like it gets you into the zone.
Immersion, yeah.
Immersion. I see how you could easily do an hour and a half in the future.
Okay. Well, I'm starting with 25.
No, but that's what I mean. Yeah. So because when you get fitter, time seems to – like doing a run for 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doesn't feel like it did when you first started because 20 minutes felt like forever.
Definitely.
And so there is something about for you starting out again on your fitness journey, it's going to work. I reckon it'll work.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to distract you. If you just build up the routine of watching TV, essentially means you're exercising.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it is. It's fucking cool.
I'd love to get baseball sorted for the seat, like to be able to watch baseball on the screen.
Can you?
This is the thing. So if you go on YouTube, there's all these hacks. So you can get Netflix, you can get all the different services. But
you may as well wheel it out in front of your 75 inch.
Well, the other thing that you can do, I was thinking about this, it's got an HDMI out. And so you could take the signal and, you know, we could put it through NDI, but we won't get into that. But what I was thinking would be really cool. Mm. Imagine, like I was thinking more if I had a bike shop, which I don't, but if I had a bike shop, you could have the Nordic bike and then you could have a projector, but project it really big. Like not just like, but you could almost like project it over the top of everything. So it like become, like it fills. So you end up just seeing trees. Like you just sort of almost like if you have
fucking Mona. You went Mona?
Yeah, it's an art piece. Yeah. Imagine like, you know, with, if you're on a 16:9 timeline and you have 4:3 footage and you put it in and then you're like, fuck, I don't want this, you know, the black pillars. So you zoom up and you add a Gaussian blur and you end up with sort of that blur. I feel like it's like a little bit like that where it's you know what, this white space, these white walls pissing me off. You could just project, you could project hills and mountains and all that sort of
We've
thing.
We've lost everyone who's never edited before, but that's okay. I'll tell you what I don't mind, mm-hmm. being in a studio is being able to look to someone for a laugh, like George.
Yeah. Well, George will always laugh.
He's good. He's great. Good for ego. Uh-huh.
I don't know what you looking to him does for our eye lines.
No, me either. I was thinking that.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Anyway. You know, a great producer would tell us, but not sure.
How's it looking, Mason? Okay,
we've got a signal. It looks good.
Okay. Well, that was fun. Mm. We do it every day. We've got big plans. I love a launch. Love an announcement. Big plans happening next year.
Yes. Yeah.
So, to do with the show, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like let's just lose 2020. You know, leap year. Spin it. Been it for a lot of us.
Leap year. It's like 2021.
It's just me just saying that it's a year that isn't.
Ever since you found out it was a leap year, you've mentioned
this
it.
This week. I mentioned leap year twice this week.
You've mentioned it more than the bike, I reckon. No, like the leap year has become.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, Olympics, leap
years. Well, leap years are like when you're in a premier timeline and jokes, guys.
Do you remember there was actually something called premier elements? Like when you say premier, not premier pro. Makes me think there was a product that was Elements, which I think they sort of discontinued after the Creative Cloud.
So this is
the thing, we show off for George. You know that I'm showing off for George when I'm doing very niche.
George is hard on the couch.
I love a bit of post-prod gear. Now, what's a funny, to finish this up, let's both do a post-prod joke.
Well, I want to throw to Ken Burns right now.
that's good. All right, my joke is the only thing worse than this is literally, don't buy the Jerry Seinfeld joke book. This is the process. The only thing that's worse than slow,
you're an absolute slow whore footage, if it's not H.264.
That's very good. I wouldn't have said that, but I reckon this is definitely a joke around like, oh, I'll be fine as long as all my media is online.
I've gone from jokes to just rhymes.
Yeah. Well, that's where you went. We've done a lot of rhyming as well. Let me do one more. There's got to be something funny. You know, the thing about Premiere Pro is that you can, it's, oh no, I was dealing with proxies the other day.
There's something around the hard drive and editing off a hard drive and someone sitting down.
No, it's too easy. I think there's something more nuanced.
Nuanced and harder.
Yeah. Someone said that I use the mouse too much when I'm editing.
Yeah.
That was more a fact. The worst thing about keyboard shortcuts is your fingers get really sore. All right, we're done.
Okay.
Hi at thedailytalkshow.com.
George is
your email. Your favorite post-production jokes. Have you got any editing jokes?
There is some good ones out there.
No, just finish it there, mate.
It's done.
That's perfect. All right. It's a daily talk show. We'll see you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you guys.